What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll continue our ongoing series looking back at the forgotten legends of Indiana Avenue. The Avenue music scene produced many bright stars. Some of those artists remain well known today, like Wes Montgomery and Slide Hampton. But many legendary Avenue performers had faded from our memories. The artists we'll be featuring on this week's show may be unfamiliar to many listeners, but during their prime, they packed Avenue clubs and earned rave reviews in the local press. Stay tuned for an hour of soul, funk, jazz, and gospel music from the forgotten legends of Indiana Avenue. We'll start this week's show with music from the percussionist and vocalist Donnie Eubanks. Donnie came from a musical family. His mother, Bertha Eubanks, was a popular drummer, vocalist, and band leader in Naptown. Donnie Eubanks performed often on Indiana Avenue during the late 1950s and early 60s, appearing at clubs like the Sunset, the Place to Play, and the Cotton Club. By the mid-60s, Donnie left Indianapolis for California, where he picked up steady work as a session player. Donnie performed on many classic recordings during his time in California, and we'll hear two tracks now featuring Donnie Eubanks on Kunga. First, we'll hear Ray Charles with "Look What They Done to My Song, Ma." And after that, we'll hear the Jackson 5 with "Never Can Say Goodbye."
Hello, Mama, it's me. How you feeling, Mama? That's all right. I've got something I want to talk to you about, if you don't mind. And I ain't mad, Mama.
No.
Wait a minute, listen, Mama. Look what they done to my song, Ma.
Hey, what's the matter?
Look what they done to my song, Ma. Oh, Lord, Ma. The only thing I could do had right and nice, turn it out all wrong, Ma. Look what they done to my song. Now listen, if you please.
We just heard two songs featuring the Indiana Avenue percussionist Donnie Eubanks on Kunga. Donnie also recorded with his own groups during his time in California. Let's hear an example. From 1970, this is Donnie Eubanks and the Mod Squad with "Charge."
Look here, baby. What you want, Mom? Ain't no problem, but
That was the Mod Squad with Charge, featuring the Naptown percussionist Donnie Eubanks on Kunga. During the early 1970s, Donnie co-founded the West Coast funk band Tribe. Donnie was featured prominently on the Tribe's debut album, Ethnic Stew, and we'll listen to three tracks from that record now. From 1974, this is Tribe with Smoke, Think People, and Tribe. We just heard three tracks from the West Coast funk band Tribe. Tribe was co-founded by the Naptown percussionist Donnie Eubanks. On this week's show, we're looking back at some of the forgotten stars of Indiana Avenue. Up next, we'll hear music from the gospel music legends, the Stovall Sisters. They were child stars on the Avenue, performing under the name God's Little Wonders. During the 1960s, the sisters left Naptown for California, where they gained fame as backup vocalists on Norman Greenbaum's 1969 hit, Spirit in the Sky. Over the years, the sisters' roots in Naptown have largely been forgotten by local music fans, but their unique blend of gospel and soul music remains popular with music fans around the world. Let's hear an early recording from the Stovall Sisters. This is Time is Winding Up, released under the name The Valley Wonders. That was Time is Winding Up, by the Valley Wonders, better known as the Stovall Sisters, a legendary gospel group that got its start on Indiana Avenue during the 1950s. In 1966, the Stovall Sisters attempted to launch a career in secular music, releasing a single under the name The Sisters Three. Their record failed to chart, and the sisters returned to performing gospel music. We'll listen to that recording now. This is The Sisters Three with Can You Qualify? And You Can Forget It. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from the forgotten stars of the Avenue after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the second edition of our ongoing look at the forgotten legends of Indiana Avenue. The artists featured on this week's show may be unfamiliar to many listeners, but during their prime, they packed Avenue clubs and earned rave reviews in the local press. Up next, we'll hear music from the legendary Naptown sax player Beryl Steiner. Beryl Steiner began performing on the Avenue during the 1930s, appearing with local bands like the Tin Rhythm Boys and the Brown Buddies. And he continued performing in Naptown until his death in 1983. Sadly, Beryl Steiner never issued any commercial recordings, but he did perform in a 1939 film with the Lucky Millinder Orchestra from the soundtrack of Reading, Writing, and Rhythm. This is the Lucky Millinder Orchestra featuring Beryl Steiner on alto sax. The Naptown vocalist, Jimmy Anderson, was a star during the Big Band era, appearing with band leaders like Noble Sissel and Duke Ellington. And we'll hear two classic recordings from Jimmy Anderson now. From 1943, we'll hear Jimmy Anderson singing You'll Never Know with the Louis Armstrong Band. And from 1949, we'll hear Jimmy Anderson with the Andy Kirk Orchestra performing Girl Don't Cry.
You'll never know just how much I need you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, or haven't I told you so? Little girl, don't cry. Please don't cry, little girl. For I went astray, but I'll find my way back home.
Vocalist Arthur Lee Simpkins was nicknamed the Black Caruso, a reference to his dynamic performance style. Simpkins was originally from South Carolina, but lived and worked in Naptown during the late 1930s, performing often on the Avenue. We'll hear two tracks featuring Simpkins now. From 1936, we'll hear the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra with Sing, Sing, Sing. And from the 1956 album, The Magnificent Voice of Arthur Lee Simpkins, we'll listen to Diane.
Sing, 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 sing. Everybody starts to sing. Hearty, hi, ha, ha. Now she's singing with a swing. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody sure must sing. Hearty, hearty, hi, ho. Now she's singing with a swing. When the music goes around, everybody goes to town. Here's one thing you ought to know. Ha ha, baby, ha ha ha. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody starts to sing.
When I see you smile, smile for me, my Diane. And though everything's dark all the while, I can see.
We'll end this look back at the forgotten legends of Indiana Avenue with three tracks from the Chromatics, a unique Naptown vocal quartet that performed on the Avenue during the 1950s. We'll listen to three singles from the Chromatics now. From 1955, we'll hear Devil Blues and Wild Man Wild. And from 1958, we'll listen to Too Late.
Well, woo! I woke up this morning. I heard my baby sing the blues. Well, I woke up this morning. I heard my baby sing the blues. I says, what's the matter, honey? She says, Daddy, I'm in love with you. Well, I woke up this morning.
Wild man, wild. Wild man, wild. We're gonna rock 'em, roll 'em, shake 'em up. And here's where we begin. Everybody, wild man, wild.
Don't you know it?
Wild man, wild.
Can't you show it?
Wild man, wild.
Are you with it?
Wild man, wild.
Can't you get it?
Wild man, wild.
Are you ready?
I loved you. Too late to tell you how much I cried. Wanted to tell you, oh, how I tried. But when you were near me, the words wouldn't come from inside.
That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining us for this look back at the forgotten legends of Indiana Avenue. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two, two. When you get lonesome and want to have some fun, fun. When you get lonesome and want to have some fun, fun, you just grab a train and travel downtown somewhere, somewhere. Beep da dee dee ba 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 da da ba la bee ba bee ba. Beep da ba ba bee ba weep da dee ba ba la bee ba. Ba 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 be da de dum be be da de ba 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 be ba be diddle be ba. When you get to Naptown, the blues won't last very long, long. When you get to Naptown, the blues won't last very long, long. Because they have their pleasure, they sure do carry on. I would rather be in Naptown than any place I know. I know. I would rather be in